Now let us read again in the New Testament, in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, at the 6th chapter, Matthew chapter 6. Where our Lord says, "Take heed that ye do not your righteousness before men." The word alms here is a mistranslation. Alms comes later on in verse 2, but here it is righteousness, a general word. "Take heed that ye do not your righteousness before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest," this is another aspect of doing one's righteousness, "when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast," and this is a third aspect of doing one's righteousness, "when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Now, this seems to be a repetition of verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. But although it's not apparent in the authorized version, there's a very significant change in the Greek New Testament. In verse 25, take no thought for your life. Jesus is stating this as a general principle, and the tense of the verb in the Greek makes this clear and plain. But in verse 31, he is not stating a general principle, but issuing a decisive command to do something about it now. And we would be very close to his meaning if we paraphrased it something like this. In the first instance, in verse 25, Jesus is stating the general principle that we shouldn't take thought for what we shall eat or what we shall drink. And in verse 35 he says, all right now, this applies to you, you personally. And that's the force of the change in the tense and the verb. Therefore, take thou no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, the things that we worry about, the things that we are preoccupied about, the things that we are intent upon grasping and taking for ourselves in case God forgets to give what we think we need so desperately. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And notice they're additions given by the grace of God. They're not rights. We've no right to them. They're added in the goodwill and good favor of God. And when they're withheld, we have no complaint still. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. May God bless to us his holy word.